charismatic in charismatic. You're listening to Canada's most listened to spiritual talk show.
You know, every once in a while we come across somebody that both Tim and I go, musically. And Foy Vance, who we're listening to there, is one of them, a guy from Ireland that another Irish friend of mine put me on to. We're going to get him on the show one of these days for you, Tim. But in the meantime, a few months ago, I was sitting at the local pub back in hometown, and it was open mic night, and, you know, you sit there and, you go, well, good for them for getting up there. And then there's some people you go, good for them for getting off the stage. And then this big guy comes up on stage, and he's got the floppy hair, and he's kind of, you know, I'm like, oh, well, this will be interesting. And immediately gobsmacked, as the Aussies say. I sat back and went, are you kidding me? First of all, it's such an against type kind of scenario because David Joseph is live in studio. You're about to kind of find out his flavor, his style. But David, when I first heard you sing, I thought, you know, the voice coming out of you doesn't match you, right? That's what you hear all the time.
Not entirely, no.
No, and I love that. It's kind of like when you get the American Idol somebody and you look at them and go, what a dork. And then all of a sudden they just blow your brains away. Now, you come from a musical family. I know your dad.
Yeah.
Both he and I went to boarding school together. And, you know, he's so you've kind of grown up into the music thing, whether you like it or not.
Absolutely.
Right? Totally immersed.
Since I was a kid.
Yeah. How many instruments do you play? Is it mostly just guitar or what?
No, I mean, I generally say that I play most of them, but that sounds cocky. So
right.
I guess I play guitar, bass, piano, drums, anything really.
Fantastic.
Yeah, it's nice. Easier to make your own records when you can play it all.
True. True dat,
yeah.
As they say.
Very much.
All right, let's not waffle on.
Okay.
Let's get into your very first little tune. First of all, Tim's mouth jaw dropped when you brought your equipment in. Tell us about the amp.
The amp is it's a 1960s Sears solid state amp. A guy walked into the music store I work in called Aardvark Music and Culture that my dad owns, and he was going to put it on consignment, and I was like, no, you're not. I'm going to give you $50 and you're going to go away. And he totally did. So it was the best
sucker.
$50. Yeah, totally. I mean, I tried not to sucker him too hard.
No, yeah.
I wanted it real bad.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
then
yeah.
This is dad's, this 63 Harmony Rocket. Is dad's, and it's kind of just the perfect rig.
It is.
Yeah, it's the
it
greatest.
Is. All right, set the song up.
Well, it's kind of a weird thing, but I guess this is a song I wrote in the shower about killing myself. I know we're trying to be
perfect.
Spiritual.
No. I told you this before. I knew you were going to do this song, and I said I want you to do a song or songs. I want you to do some tunes that you know that the souls grind on. If our souls grind on stuff, we gotta. This is what we're all about, man.
This is the truth.
Yeah, definitely. Anyway, folks, the song is called
The Sad Song.
Live on the Drew Marshall Show, for the very first time, Mr. David Joseph.
I don't want to be sad anymore, so I'm hanging a rope up in front of the door, and I'm writing a letter to all of my friends saying sorry, but this is the end. I don't wanna pretend that you're here. I don't wanna pretend like I'm holding you near. So I give you the option to start over new. Goodbye and good luck to you. I don't wanna be sad anymore. So I'm hanging a rope up in front of the door, and I'm writing a letter to all of my friends saying sorry, but this is the end. And for all of you still left alive, I'll be watching you all from 8:30 to 5 as you wind through your lives at a leisurely pace. Well, aren't you glad that I've saved you a place? I don't want to be sad anymore. So I'm hanging a rope up in front of the door, and I'm writing a letter to all of my friends saying sorry, this is the end. And now that I've come to a rest, to my mother and father I wish all the best. And to my dear Jessica, please don't dismay. With you was the last time I had a good day. I don't wanna be sad anymore. So I'm hanging a rope up in front of the door, and I'm writing a letter to all of my friends saying sorry, but this is the end. Singing sorry, but this is, well, the end.
Yeah! David Joseph on the Drew Marshall Show.
Thanks a bunch.
Buddy. Now, listen, the video for this is fantastic.
Oh, the Southern Souls vid.
It's Southern Souls vid. And we want to drive people to this site. By the way, go to southernsouls.ca/Dave-Joseph. Not Dave underscore Joseph. No, hyphen. No. Dave hyphen. Not David. Dave hyphen Joseph. Did I get that right?
You did.
southernsouls.ca/Dave-Joseph. You'll see the video that you did for this song and another song. But was that the Eaton Center?
Yeah. So when they were building the newest, highest tier of the Eaton Center, we snuck in with, I don't know how we did it, with a guitar and a bunch of wires, and snuck up to a top construction level and walked in and did this tune. And a security guard left us alone. It was the greatest experience ever.
Fantastic.
I thought he was going to bust us.
Yeah, for sure.
That's cool.
That's very cool.
He was very cool about it.
All right, so look, you know, people want to know, man.
Mm.
Are you okay?
I'm great. Things are good.
Do you want to, like, kill yourself?
Not currently. I mean,
you're right
in the moment. Yeah, no, that's the thing. I think that it's funny to watch people's reaction to that tune, because people who don't know how to react get nervous and laugh a bunch. But I'm not sure if they're laughing because it's funny or if they're laughing because they're really uncomfortable.
Well, what's the that melody that goes with it, right?
Yeah.
That's, again, the contrast in
yeah, it's a juxtaposition.
Juxtaposition, the whole thing. So it's almost like a barbershop quartet kind of 1950s curly mustache song.
Yeah, swing tune. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Well, that's kind of the theme to play on, is saying something horrific over top of sunshine, and people get confused and think
I
it's
love
great.
It. So, yeah. Horrific over sunshine.
Yeah.
Reminds me of some girls I used to date.
Sorry, ladies.
Sorry. When I'm depressed,
yes,
I get very creative.
You get very funky.
Just creative.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
I can write lyrics and stuff. You know, just stuff comes out of me.
Yeah.
When I'm happy, I got no creativity.
I have the same problem.
Same deal?
Yeah, totally.
So what is that like? That's not really. Is that Canadian? Is that like Leonard Cohen-ish?
No, I don't think it's exclusive to nationality. I think it's more exclusive to personality type. Like, the lonelier the artist or the lonelier the track, you know, the more desolate the songs you write.
Yeah.
So it works out better that way. If you're, you know, making $100,000 a year and driving a Porsche, you're
screw
not
you.
Super sad. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know, I'm walking.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm walking.
Yeah. The truth.
As far as influences, we always like to ask that question.
Yeah.
You know, who's messed with you? Who's been the influence?
I don't know. Right now, I would say that my favorite singer-songwriter right now is a guy out of Seattle called David Bazan.
Okay.
He had a band in the 90s called Pedro the Lion, who were pretty big, and he kind of fell out of Christianity and sort of started writing songs about questioning himself.
Hold on. I got to write down this guy's name.
Yeah.
It's kind of like right down my vein.
David?
Yeah.
Bazan. B-A-Z-A-N.
B-A-Z-A-N.
Yeah. And he has three projects. His first project was called Headphones, and then he had Pedro the Lion, and now he's got a solo career.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Super cool.
What about your career, man? I want to breed fans for you.
Yeah.
Didn't sound right, but
no, don't breed them for me.
How do people like? What's next? What are you doing? What's going on?
I'm making rumblings about actually making a record. I've been talking about it for years, and
good.
It's just sort of never felt perfect to do. So
yeah.
I'm kind of deciding where to do it. Whether I'm going to stick here and do it in the city, or whether I'm going to pick up and move out west and do it out there.
So you're going to do out west or Rat Space?
Probably the Rogue. There's a studio called the Rogue.
Right, because the Rat Space is more of a
Jam space.
Jam space, yeah.
It's paying someone a lot of money to hang out in their basement. Kind of.
That's my friend Robin Easton. He runs the place.
Yeah, I've been there since I was six. My dad's reggae band used to rehearse there on a weekly basis.
Really?
So, yeah, I know the space real well.
Nice.
Real well.
All right, lay it out, man. What are we doing?
This next tune, I guess, like, working title is called Until Morning, and it's just sort of about life.
It's sort of about life. Kind of like our show. Sort of about life. On the Drew Marshall Show, the one and only Peter Sellers.
Until morning.
can't get you out of my head. If I could kick you out of my bed, but I can't until morning. Black, like the place inside my heart that I lack. I feel like I am always on the attack, and I'll bite without warning. And I don't know just what I've done to deserve this. And everything you talk about makes me nervous. And I only hope that the doctor can cure this. You don't see the point or the use of taking any of this mental abuse, but I feel like it's normal. Dark, walking home beneath the moon through the park, tripped and fell and yet I still hit my mark. Blue jeans, wet jacket, formal. I don't know just what I've done to deserve this. And everything you talk about makes me nervous. And I only hope that the doctor can cure this.
On the Drew Marshall Show, the one and only Mr. David Joseph laying out another little something-something for us. You are, like, how do you handle the compliments? Because you're sure, you have this persona of, you know, nah, not much phases me, you know, or you also have this sort of, I don't know how to word this right, but sort of this ability to look at issues and life stuff in that sort of other way.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
And so when someone comes straight up to you and compliments you, says, man, I like your stuff, or wow, you're great and everything. Yeah. Is there an internal dialogue that you go, yeah, you're full of crap, but outward you go, well, thanks?
Well, it's interesting. It sort of depends on the venue. Like at a big show or something, it's kind of customary between bands to kind of pat each other's backs. And, oh, that was really great, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But when you're playing by yourself, I feel super weird about it when people are like, you're amazing. This is so awesome. My internal monologue is like, be really gracious, but don't be awkward.
Yeah.
And don't make it sound like you don't care. Because I really do. Like, I appreciate all the stuff like that. But it's hard not to be like, oh, thanks, and sound really
weirdo.
Strange. Yeah. Yeah. For sure.
Yeah,
but I'm not ungrateful. I'm totally grateful for everyone who digs my stuff.
We just got I think it was a Facebook comment. It might have been on Twitter from a guy in Australia who's listening online right now.
Oh.
And he said, gobsmacked here as well.
Oh,
so
amazing.
There you go.
That's really cool.
People around the world, the universe, indeed, listening to you right now.
That's really, really awesome.
Coolest gig you've ever been a part of?
Me solo or
yeah, like
me personally?
Other than being right here on the Drew Marshall Show, what's the coolest gig you've ever been a part
the
of?
The funnest gig I think I ever did was 2.5 years ago in Halifax. There's a festival out there called the Halifax Pop Explosion.
Okay.
And I was playing with a Toronto band called By Divine Right. And we packed this bar called the Seahorse with like probably 400 people.
Nice.
And everyone was just mashed together and losing it, and it was sweaty and we were all getting sick, but it didn't even matter. It was
really?
This was like a highlight for me. Totally. Well, that's the thing about tour is you always feel kind of weird, and Tim Hortons is home for like a month at a time.
Yeah.
But it was totally glorious, even though it was a lot of like feeling terrible the next day.
The worstest thing that you've encountered in your musical life?
Worst thing?
Yeah, worstest even.
I guess it sounds weird of me to say, but musicians that are more pretentious than their talent level. like people who get really snooty
right
about stuff, but they're just playing like Weekend Warrior cover gigs, but they're really intense about it.
Right, like Nicki Minaj.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I can't say a bunch about her on the air, I guess.
No, it probably wouldn't be super appropriate. No, maybe not. By the way, did you come for two songs or three? What did you have?
You told me three.
Good. I'm so glad I did, because I want you to do one more.
I'll do one more.
Are you ready?
100%.
All right, folks. Hold on. Let me just do some homework, and then we'll kind of fade out with you as well here.
Yeah,
all right?
Love that.
Thanks again, y'all, for tuning in. A special thanks to, what's his name over there? David Peck. David, I wish it wasn't so busy of a show, because you actually have wise things to say. You should be a guest, not a co-host. You know what I mean?
You should be in my spot.
Yes. He's not a good singer. Let's just move on to David Joseph doing his last song. Set it up, man.
This is a tune that I wrote just after a super traumatic life experience, being in a hospital with a loved one who was having a really hard time, and just seeing how poorly the healthcare around our area is
really treated. You got a song about our healthcare system?
But it's not like, you know,
Dalton McGuinty sucks.
Yeah, totally. It's not like that at all. Okay. It's more abstract. It's called This Medication.
Folks, again, live on the Drew Marshall Show, David Joseph.
Someone call a doctor, I'm still half asleep. Give me your belongings, nothing you can keep. Continue waiting in lines 8 hours long. Screaming, 'cause everybody's gone. This medication will put you back in bed. That medication will empty out your head. I wish the monster could have eaten me instead. I parked my rocket ship outside in the rain. Lullaby, and I'll turn off the pain. I watch your teary eyes as I leave the room. They change your bandages, lead you to your tomb. That medication will put you back in bed. This medication will empty out your head. I'm still half asleep.
Again, live on the Drew Marshall Show, David Joseph. Dude, we're getting messages from even Scotland. Loving it here in Scotland, too. Get the album out soon, bud.
Nice. I like that.
So there you go. There you go.
That's awesome.
Hey, thanks for tuning in today, folks. We had a wild lot of fun. Got a great show planned for you next week. I think we've got Cheryl Ladd, one of the original, no, not original original, but the Charlie's Angels. Charlie. That's the end of the show. Hey, if you're new to this great country, get the heck out of the left lane. Bye-bye.
My eyes are dry, my hands are tired. Nothing I can see.
If you feel the need to go, I won't stand in your way. Sit and think, drown and drink, sing this sad, sad song. You can bring me flowers, baby, when I'm dead and gone.